It's moments like this when you start to wonder if you even know yourself. When you thought this was the last thing in the world you needed, and yet here you are, in it, knowing how blissful this one instant is. He pushes the wet hair from my eyes and kisses me sweetly on the eyelid. Strange and beautiful. He tells me to come to bed when I'm done and vanishes behind the steam. Rinse, lather, repeat. I want this every day, minus all of the dysfunction that got me here. There's a hum that I don't quite recognize. I crawl into bed, still shivering a bit. The bed is so warm, and Paul pulls a hairdryer out from under the covers. He turns it off, puts it beside the bed, and curls up to me. I stare into his big brown eyes and tell myself not to fuck this up. He caresses my hips and kisses me deeply. I was beside myself, beside you, wondering what to do next, waiting for it to fall from you onto me. Sliding lips and whispering hips, I'm cashing in all my chips, sighing impatiently as I beg for you to conjugate me like a verb I had sworn didn't even exist. Have you ever lain side by side with someone and wished you knew what they were thinking or feeling? You wonder how closely their body processes the situation to the way your own does. You can't stop thinking about him. You try to control your dreams before they even happen. You focus on him, only him. And you meditate and hope that in the very least, if he's the last thing on your mind, how could he not be the star of your dreams that night? The control freak inside of you gets a little greedy and starts to wonder, what would it take to put you in the focus of his dreams? Suddenly you believe in telepathy, closing your eyes so tightly it strains your muscles like a little kid trying not to peek when he's counting down in hide and seek. Cross your fingers.